Hungary's crackdown on migrants and refugees has been a boon to the government's popularity. It's taken over the language and messages of a far-right anti-immigrant party and is winning support. Lauren Freya reports from Hungary on how the government seems to be putting the far-right fringe out of business.
One afternoon early last summer, economics professor Jordi Malevich opened his mailbox in front of his house in the leafy provincial university town of Szeged in southern Hungary. Inside, in a pile of mail, he found
a two-page letter from our prime minister and a questionnaire of, I would say, approximately 10-15 questions about how Hungary should handle the refugee crisis.
The packet was mailed to every Hungarian household. The prime minister's letter warned of Charlie Hebdo-style killings in Hungary. The first question mentioned ISIS.
Basically, it framed the whole question as we have to protect ourselves against people who come here for economic reasons and to carry out criminal acts, terrorist acts, and so on and so on.
Malevich says he was shocked by the language the letter and questionnaire used.
I'm aware of how oppressive states can be and how basically dirty or dark politics can be. But I was still surprised that the Hungarian state officially can use such a language.
In fact, he says he's heard that rhetoric somewhere before. At rallies held by Jobbik, the far-right anti-immigrant, anti-Semitic party, which is now the second largest in Hungary's parliament. A million people filled out Prime Minister Viktor Orban's questionnaire and sent it back. The government says their answers are the basis for its hardline policy against migrants and refugees, building fences and using force to keep them out. This fall, new billboards on the side of Hungarian highways read, "The people have decided. The country has to be protected." The prime minister's right-wing party, Fidesz, has surged in the polls. And when Jobbik organized an anti-immigrant rally recently in a rural factory town near the Austrian border, only about 20 people showed up. Guarded by police, they waved anti-European Union placards and Jobbik flags. A Jobbik lawmaker, Adam Mirkozi, tells the crowd that most of the more than 350,000 migrants who entered Hungary this year are Muslim fighters ready to wage jihad. People nod their heads and say, yes, the government warned us about them. Mirkozi fumes.
Amikor számon kérik rajtunk, hogy hol van a nemzeti minimum, és mi korrekt módon melléjük állunk.
Fidesz asked us to stand with them on the issues most important to the nation, and we did. And then they stabbed us in the back.
He's upset that Fidesz has co-opted an issue, fear of migrants, that has long been his party's centerpiece. Suddenly, Hungarian politics is a race to the far right, says one of the Jobbik supporters here, Lajos Deák.
We're all upset Fidesz is taking our issues. We identified ourselves as right-wing radicals first, and now the big mainstream party is radicalizing.
This tactic of co-opting Jobbik rhetoric seems to be working for Hungary's ruling party, Fidesz, even in the relatively progressive university town of Szeged. Some young Fidesz supporters here say they'd never consider voting Jobbik.
What do you think of Jobbik?
It has a bad reputation because it's a populist party.
Grad student István Kis says he thinks Jobbik are far-right radicals. But when the same message comes from the prime minister...
I support our prime minister because I think Europe don't have very hard leaders. And I think Mr. Orban is one of the persons who can really protect the borders.
He says other mainstream political parties across Europe should take a page from Orban's playbook and move to the right. to capture votes and win elections amid growing anti-immigrant sentiment across the continent. Lauren Freyer, DW, Szeged, Hungary.